A new film company aimed at black audiences is in the works, but it's giving our commentator Lester Spence a sense of deja vu. That's because one of the media moguls behind the new studio is Bob Johnson, founder of BET. And Spence says he has a history of letting black audiences down.
The New York Times reports that Bob Johnson will be collaborating with Harvey Weinstein to form a film company that will initially produce low-cost films for the urban market. According to Johnson, never before has an African American had this combination of green light authority and significant financial backing. The film company plans at the outset to specialize in black family comedies. On the one hand, this marks a watershed event in black media history. Blacks in the film industry have tried to leverage their power to produce and direct films that tell our stories. Not only have insiders like Richard Pryor and Harry Belafonte and independents like Haile Gerima tried, but organizations like Delta Sigma Theta have also fought for the space to tell our stories on the big screen as well. And with the recent success of Tyler Perry's Madea series, it is clear that there is a niche for black family movies that don't involve grime, drugs, and gangsters barely old enough to drive, much less vote. But I'm thinking we've seen this before. New studio starts from scratch, wanting to carve a name out for itself, promising original programming. New studio produces inexpensive programs that focus on blacks because blacks represent an underserved market. As soon as New Studio builds enough market share, they ditch the underserved market. Fox, UPN, and the WB all use this strategy to various degrees of success. Bob Johnson's venture is obviously different, given his founding of BET. But let's look closely at what BET promised versus what it actually delivered. When Bob Johnson started BET, he pitched it as a television station that would give black people the opportunity to get quality black sports, news, and entertainment programming. To African Americans living in cable markets that did not or would not offer BET, he urged them to protest, to demand a television network that would treat black people with respect and dignity. We all know how that turned out, don't we? Bob Johnson took that original vision and gutted it with the quickness. About as soon as he recognized that he could make literally billions offering booty-shaking music videos that cost him little to nothing to put on the air. And when asked about his original vision, all of a sudden he wasn't in the game to produce quality programming for black people. He was in the game to make money. I'm a businessman, first and foremost. To quote that old-time Negro spiritual, it's all about the Benjamins, what? Judging by his history, I expect that at the beginning we'll see a number of bland black comedies similar in form and content to the Tyler Perry Madea series. Though the next film that I see starring a cross-dressing black male actor will be my second, these films are far better than the largely forgettable black comedies of the 90s. Even trying to remember films like Booty Call and Baps makes my head hurt. But for those expecting this watershed moment to produce watershed black films of dramas that emphasize black power, dignity, and worth in the face of discrimination, I'd suggest you look elsewhere. Bob Johnson, like all good black capitalists, is just looking at this venture as a means to making more ends. I hear there are few good public libraries left. They'd probably be your best bet.
Lester Spence is an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University.